All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Steve Garvey. Steve, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, that's funny about the underwear commercial. There were six of us that did that first underwear commercial for Sports Illustrated. You know, Palmer and Pete Rose and, you know, basketball, hockey, and so forth. And it was for Jockey. And, you know, and I'm still a little disappointed that Pete was even more outraged that Jim ended up on the billboards around the country. And, you know, but of course, you know, we wore the strap T-shirts and the boxer shorts, and he got the Bruce, so.
Oh my God! Well, listen, it all worked out, and you know that team. That's I've told Tiki a few times here, Steve. That '81 Dodgers team was the first World Series that I was really locked in on. You beat my Yankees, Reggie, of course, Goose, Guidry, etc. And that team. Before we get to this team, that '81 Dodgers team with Ron Say and Billy Russell, Davey Lopes around. What an infield! What a pitching staff! Tommy Lasorda. I'd put that 81 Dodgers team up against pretty much anybody in the history of baseball. I thought you guys were that good. What a team.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. It was a team that, you know, we had gone to the World Series in 74 against Oakland. We were too young. You know, they were the wily veterans. And then the great trilogy of 77, 78, and 81 with the Yankees. No better World Series ever. Talk about ratings, you know, right coast, left coast, two historic franchises, usually, you know, 10, 12 All-Stars on the field. 77 and 8, I thought, were our best teams. You know, we were starting to get into our prime. Should have won 77, although Reggie comes up with those three home runs and, you know, magic moments sometimes take victory from the jaws of defeat, so forth. But, you know, we kept going. And to the credit of Al Campanis, the GM, the O'Malley family, they kept this group together. You know, our infield was together 8.5 years. And then we would add a player, Reggie Smith, a Dusty Baker, a Rick Monday, a pitcher here or there that maintained, you know, excellence for arguably 10 years. So 81 came along, and you talk about destiny, and I think probably this Dodger team this year had a certain amount of destiny. But we... You know, shortened season, 110 games, first NLDS in history, and 3 out of 5, we dropped the first two games and then win 3 at home. Then we go split with Montreal, and that was back when the NLCS was 3 out of 5. So we lost our home field advantage. They won game 3. I had a 2-run home run in the 8th to tie it, and then Rick Mundy's famous home run on a 28-degree day in Montreal where it snowed a couple hours after the game. And without an off day, we start the next day at Yankee Stadium for 2, and we drop both of those. And on the plane back, I said to the guys, you know, there was a little resolution, you know, we can't let this slip away. So we got them right where we want them. And then we ran off 4 straight games. So that team had everything. It had power. It had some speed. You know, the togetherness of the infield, especially with Yeager playing for 8.5 years. So it had a little bit of everything, longevity, and then finally a coronation in 81.
Yeah, this team feels like it had a long build-up till it ultimately had success, this current iteration of the Dodgers. And you got to give Dave Roberts so much credit because people were putting him on the hot seat and Clayton Kershaw. How does this team stack up against those of the history of the Dodgers? It's been a long time coming, and it just feels very fulfilling, I assume, for all of you Dodgers out there on the West Coast.
Absolutely. Yeah, 32 years between 88 and this year. If you would have left the country for 30 years and come back and said, gee, how many world championships have the Dodgers won? And you would have said none. They would have gone, that can't be. And it went 3 or 4. So, and for a variety of reasons, of course, bankruptcy, 6, 7 years ago, and then the sale of the team. Lots of credit to Guggenheim Partners. I had a group, and, you know, and one of the great business accomplishments of my life, I raised 1.2 $1.4 billion and came up $700 million short. So you can't be a hedge fund.
Wow. Wow.
So, but, you know, there was, without our knowledge, Spectrum, Time Warner had entered the fray from the back door to bid on the cable rights. And Guggenheim, very savvy, found that out and knew that they had to go over 2 and ended up at 2.15. And they put their money where their hedge fund is. You know, they committed to the infrastructure of the team, both at the stadium, minor leagues, international office, the commitment to pick up a quality free agent. And although it's been, you know, the whole franchise was depleted 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they've won a division each year, but didn't have that one or two pieces. Sometimes sabermetrics took over and there was too much of the, you know, 7 lefties against a righty and vice versa. And the maturation of, like you said, Dave Roberts, you know, for on the field, what happens on the field, the ultimate person that's going to stand at the, or sit at the press conference and answer the tough questions or why you, how did you win that world championship finally? And it's been him. So he's matured. He's been able to handle the tough questions. He's lived or died sometimes with a faithful commitment to the guys that got him there, whether it was Clayton or Kenley Jansen or whomever. And finally it paid off. He made all the right moves against a good, scrappy Tampa Bay team. But, you know, almost everybody picked the Dodgers to win. Before the season and then beginning of the playoffs and at the very end, the best team won.
Yeah, we picked him as well. Steve, did you need to see Clayton Kershaw deliver a championship to officially be stamped an all-time great?
Well, you know, I didn't. But there have been exceptional athletes, whether baseball, football, basketball, hockey, that during the regular season and maybe early on in their playoffs, you know, were exceptional. And then when it came to that final series, whether Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, Super Bowl, or World Series, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more in the mind of that elite competitive athlete that for that person, man or woman, to win the ultimate prize, you know, really justifies it in their mind. I mean, those of us that play the game, Tiki, you know how hard it is and how tough it is to win during the season to get mm-hmm. to the playoffs and then to win the ultimate goal. It's not always the best team that wins. It's not always the best player. It takes a, you know, tremendous teamwork in this team sport of baseball and all the team sports. So but to see him do well this off season, I think absolved, you know, postseasons passed in many minds of the average fan or the average observer. And for those of us who have put on the uniform and who know how tough it is, and for him to finally win the world championship. And you could see in the press conference at the end, there was an exhale, you know,
yeah,
so to speak.
Sure.
And for him and his career, it puts an exclamation on it. Whatever happens in the future, he's still going in the Hall of Fame. He'll still be a world champion and one of the best ever.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. Now, on the other side, there's always a loser when you crown a champion. And the Tampa Bay Rays, they had a fantastic run this season, and everybody gave them credit, even if not a chance in the World Series against the Dodgers. But it seems it'll come down to one decision that Kevin Cash made, taking out Blake Snell, and it probably shouldn't. But when you look back on it, somebody, you've done things a certain way all season long. Blake Snell doesn't pitch into the sixth inning. His ERA when he does is exponentially higher than what it is when he doesn't. You know, do you fault a Skip for doing what he thinks is right, even if it turns out to be wrong?
Well, you know, I admired how Snell took his game, I mean, higher for game 6. I mean, what did he strike out the first 3 guys twice around, 6 strikeouts? Yep. I mean, Mookie Betts, all the quality hitters, Corey Seager, he was untouchable. And, But the manager's role is to take that starting lineup and the ancillary pages, you know, from the front office, the sabermetrics, the logarithms, the tendencies. And his role is to execute that. He did it exceptionally well during the season, did it through the playoffs. And finally, in the elimination game, he had to do it. you know. And could have Snell gone another couple innings? Yeah. What if he would have let up a home run? And then, the higher powers, so to speak, would have said, you didn't follow the script.
Yeah, but Steve, the rest of the baseball world would have said, okay, I actually understand that. I know you have to, you have bosses that you have to appease, understood, but
sure.
Nobody outside of the Rays building thinks that was the right move. They were not, he could have pitched for 5 hours. They weren't touching him, and you know it.
And that's what I said.
Yeah.
He's got a couple more innings. You know, you got to remember, when you play in these situations where there's an immediacy and you know, there's a finalization, especially when you're down and you got to win this game to get the same seven, there's a lot of emotional energy and you as a manager. And that's why I say could have gone two more, but then you got to really be ready. You got to watch and see if his elbow starts to drop. He's out of the strike zone, then you got to get him out because their pen's exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. Anybody outside of the building, what in the heck did you do that for? Inside of the building, this is how we got there. It just didn't work out.
That's Steve Garvey, 10-time All-Star, World Series champion, should be in the Hall of Fame. Steve, before we let you go, how's Tommy feeling? How's Tommy Lasorda feeling?
Oh, my Lord, he can out-eat all of us. Every time I go to the dugout club, even at 93, he's got more on his plate than I do, you know.
Oh, that's great.
But
that's
he's,
awesome.
You know, I always say, and I've said to him, you know, he's been the P.T. Barnum of baseball. He's been the ringleader under the big tent and orchestrated the life of the game, and especially the Dodgers, and nobody's done it better than him. And, you know, for the life he's lived, is active over and under with 70 in Vegas. And to be 93, I always say, you know, God has said, you know, he's making people happy. And we're going to give him a little extension to his contract. So
I like it.
We all love him. And again, he called me the other day. He was 93, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I pick out little things out of the past. So I picked out something from Ogden, Utah, when he manages there. And he went off into a 5-minute dissertation. And we beat him in that fight that day, too. Yes, you did, Tommy. So God bless him.
And
he will, and it'll keep him as long as God wants him. So.
Well, listen, well said. And great having you on. I mentioned This Week in Baseball, the baseball bunch, you know, all that. You were, you're one of the guys that it was at the central part of my baseball love affair. So I always, I didn't like you beating us in 81, but I loved watching the game then for
well,
sure.
Well, we got upset in 77, 78. Come on.
Well, I was too young, man. I didn't know what was going on. Otherwise, I would have been really pissed. I would have been happy in 78.
I know.
I would have been happy, but you know what I'm saying. Listen, good having you on, Steve.
Thank you.
Great stuff, and you sound awesome. Best of Tommy Lasorda. Congrats on the championship. Dodgers sure. Universe is back. Thanks a lot, man.
I'll share it. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank
yep.
you. All right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.